This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We've done a little football with the Jets, mentioned some of the Giants. Obviously started talking about the realignment and all things there. BT, Mets back in action tonight in Washington, taking on the Nationals. Yankees back in action. Steinbrenner Field taking on the Rays, with Giancarlo Stanton going to be in right field as we await, Aaron Judge making his return. Last week, I saw a quote from Evan. I'm just going through some of the notes that I didn't get to.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a quote from Evan that was even worse than the Mets and their play. Obviously, the Mets have turned around a little bit, winning two straight here. But the Mets were so bad. But what Evan said bothered me even more. Did you see that Evan admitted to not watching My Cousin Vinny?
I did see this.
Dude.
It's indefensible.
Come on.
What are we going to waste time on his range of movies?
I just, like, come there on. Are certain movies, and this is not, like, I know it's a normal bit, like, oh, someone's, like, Dog was doing that back to me 20 years ago. Like, you didn't see Jaws? How can you not see Jaws? Whatever. Give me the old school movie that I didn't see.
What, Alfred Hitchcock?
Whatever it may be. Shawshank Redemption? Yeah, he loves that movie. But not seeing My Cousin Vinny?
Does it surprise you, though?
Issue with it. Yeah. How do you not see My Cousin Vinny?
Well, we did. I think I'm just desensitized. I think I've learned over the...
Like, it came out in the 90s. We're not talking about the 70s or 80s.
I know, true. 90s. And there was... I mean, it's an all-time actor in there in terms of mob stuff with Pesci.
Marissa Tomei
is absolutely dropped dead beautiful. Like, we love her.
Right.
And he loved he loved wrestling. I would imagine he saw The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke and her. Like, I can't connect. I don't even attempt to connect the dots with Evan.
I just feel I don't
understand some of the things that he does.
You're right, and maybe, I don't know, I don't want to be one of those guys like, how could you have not seen this, or how do you not know of that player? Like, Rich Ackerman used to do that to me sometimes in the news. I'm like, well, you never heard of this guy? And I'm like, dude, like, you know, at the time I was probably 20 years old, and I thought I had a pretty good reference of baseball players, but it would be some random guy. Oh, how do you not know him? And then as I got older, Chris McMonagle, I use the example a lot, who's a diehard Yankee fan,
uh-huh,
and does the overnights, I was like, oh, Mike Pagliarulo, just referencing him.
Yeah, you told me that
once.
Yeah,
out of nowhere. And he's like, I don't know who that is. I'm like, what?
I still cannot believe that. Right. I have to ask Chris about that. But, that is unfathomable to me.
But if you do the math and his age, maybe it makes sense. Like, Pags was here, what?
Mid-80s, okay. Late 80s with Mattingly.
All right. So, I mean, it was only probably a couple years. It just happened to be in our wheelhouse. But is Mike Pagliarulo a household name that everybody should know?
No, but when was Chris born?
I don't know the exact answer, but let's say he's 7 years younger than me. I don't know. I don't know.
All right. So if he's late 30s, you know, early 40s, I mean,
yeah,
he should at least have heard of Mike Pagliarulo.
Anyway, I'm not trying to make it like everybody's got to be up on everything, because I've been in that spot before where I was the one who wasn't up on it. But there are certain ones like My Cousin Vinny that, to me, how could you have not seen that movie by now? That bothered me a little bit.
I did see that. I may have been on vacation when I saw it. I don't know where I was. I'm like, what? But again, I'm desensitized to it.
He did see it since, by the way.
He went back right away
and watched it, yeah.
And his report?
I think he said it's good. Whatever, maybe. I forget. I couldn't get beyond the fact that he had never seen it before. Has he watched The Sopranos? Like, do we know that? That would be the next one. Like, if you're walking the face of this earth right now,
yeah,
and you haven't seen The Sopranos yet, like, what are we doing here?
Hoff hasn't seen it.
Yeah, well,
Or was that Entourage? One of those two he has not seen
Entourage
at all.
Entourage I would not put in that same category. You would?
What? Well, I mean, no, not in terms of the mark that they left on the industry, but if you're, and Hoff's even younger than you, if you're in our vicinity and you just always fantasize what it would be like to be an actor or have a best buddy who's an actor in Hollywood with access to money and cars and golf courses and models and whatever else you want, I mean, how the hell do you not see Entourage?
It wasn't as good a show as Sopranos. Like, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I would not say that it would, like, to me, that's not must watch. I think you could get by life without watching Entourage. Although she did just get, Entourage came up in the newsroom right now because it's a Jessica Alba conversation.
Yes, she was in it.
Bled into the newsroom.
Yeah, no, Vince, she was in it.
I don't remember her being in it, but the girl from Entourage, Emmanuel, what's her name?
Barbie, yes.
Whatever her last name
yes.
is.
Yes.
She came up in the newsroom. I was like, yeah, but she's not Jessica Alba.
It's close, man.
Yeah, I know, but not for me. I think Jessica Alba universally is like a top. Anyway, that's how that show
anything
came up.
To get back into Jessica Alba.
Yeah,
hey, he uses Evan as a prop just to eventually get us on this long winding run back
to Alba.
The
point is that I don't think you could get by without watching The Sopranos. That's where I would put that. We're talking about one of the top shows of all
time. It's my favorite. And listen, again, the mark on history is as pronounced as any show, as like The Honeymooners. It's like Archie Bunker. It's like The Wire when you think about HBO. There's no doubt. But if you were, 20-something or early 30s when Entourage dropped and you didn't see it, I don't know what to tell you. You missed out on some awesome stuff.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
It was fun. Great.
BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Mike is calling from Milford, Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Hey, about the old issue and how it pertains to the alignment. I'm 72, and I've lived through a lot of realignments. I'm on the East Coast now, but I grew up in the Midwest, lifelong Cubs fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up with, just the American League and the National League. And I liked when they went to divisions because, just the American League, the pennant race was over usually by August, except for 69, of course, when the Mets devoured the Cubs.
The Cubbies.
Yeah, but I'm an old-time traditionalist. I hate the designated hitter and the catcher rule and all that kind of stuff. But, I'm okay with the alignment. Actually, it'll bring it back a little bit to the old-time thing, but just so it's not north-south. East-west is fine, but
right, but Mets-Yankees, same division. That's the big question here.
Oh, yeah, I just can't see that. I mean, part of the excitement about having two towns and two teams in the same town is the chance of them meeting in the playoffs. I don't like interleague. It makes the All-Star game just absolutely useless.
Right, but Mike, to your own admission, and we appreciate you checking in, and thank you for the call. To your own admission, he's more of a purist because he's an old-timer or an older-timer, however you want to put it. This change is not for Mike, who's 72. It's not for
us,
who's 45 years, whatever it may be. Like, it's not for us. It's for the next generation, the younger kids.
I think it's really just for the owners. I don't even think it's for the next generation.
Well, that's
it's all
a good
about
point.
Money.
I don't care about the next generation. But, well, they do because it means money. If they're trying to grow the game for the younger fan.
Well, I think it's more about geographical sensibility in terms of, what time games are on and TV revenue and all that stream stuff.
But you can do that without being radical. To the point before about Howie Rose tweeting the article from The Athletic, where you can have realignment, geographical realignment, without getting radical. You don't have to have the Mets and Yankees in the same division.
Yeah, well, think about this. And listen, I think if you're a traditionalist, even if you're younger than 72 and you just want to remain beholden to whatever remains of the purest sense of the game, I mean, so much has changed. It's not much that was like back in the day. But if you want to hang on to that, that's cool. I respect that. But I would just ask that person, that would also depend on the year. Like in the 90s, it was very intense. But what's more interesting, mid-90s, the late 90s, what's more interesting? Yankees, Orioles, Mets, Nats, or Yankees, Mets? Like to me, I would just devour and consume the matchup that is just much more inherently interesting.
Would you want the Jets and Giants in the same division?
Sure, I'd be okay with that. We got the Rangers, Isles, Devils. We got the Knicks and the Nets. Why not?
Right, well, I'm just saying, would it make it more intriguing as opposed to playing the Commanders two games a year?
I think it would.
Jets playing the, I don't know, I mean, who are you going to take out of there? Dolphins, Bills, Pats, you hate them all, big rivals there, but you'd rather have two games with the Giants head-to-head?
I would. Now, I don't think that it's as necessary in the sense that while, like, there's massive fluctuations, the Dolphins haven't been really good for a long, I mean, sustained good for a long time. So, but when the Jets-Dolphins, Jets-Pats, Jets-Bills rivalry is, I don't feel fatigue. I don't feel like, ah, oh, this is, right. Maybe from my end I do, because we never win. But it's not like watching the Mets-Nats or the Yankees.
Well, it's not a 162-game season, so you're not seeing those teams that often.
I get it.
There is a difference. I'm just saying from the standpoint of, yeah, well, for New York, instead of just having it Jets in their own division, Giants in their own division, imagine having built in every single year two games between those two teams.
What I think would be better, and I would propose this if I was running the NFL, so take the most natural rivalry. Now, the Ravens play the Steelers anyway, so you'd have to kind of maybe take the Niners-Raiders, even though the Raiders are in Vegas now, and give us the conventional as it rotates each year, like the you play this division, whatever, and then give us one traditional rivalry where the Jets and the Giants could play once a year. Without changing divisions?
Right.
To me, that's perfect.
BT,
that would be awesome.
On the fan, 888-808-1019. Emmanuel Shrieky, I believe. Shrieky?
That's her name. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, nice. I still don't think Jessica Alba level.
She was pushing the envelope for a little bit.
I get it, but don't you think that was more of like the in-girl thing?
You know what I mean? Listen, at the time, she's
I'm
not
knocking. Don't get me wrong.
I didn't think you were.
I get it. No.
She's not knocking Alba off the top of the mountain. Correct. Either. All I'm saying is she is not on the base of the mountain.
There have been a lot that have come and gone
sure.
over the years.
Pam Anderson's
Alba
one.
Alba has been a mainstay. Yeah. Well, would she be on your top? Loogie just
not
referenced.
Not now she wouldn't be. No disrespect. No. But Jennifer Aniston still would be for
okay.
me. Even
well,
though she's, you know, not quite.
All right, so Jennifer Aniston a mainstay? Like, to
oh,
me,
yeah,
that's
mainstay.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Since I first saw her on Punk'd with Ashton Kutcher.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis would also be a
big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
But Jessica Alba from Punk days, which is, geez, how long is that? 30 years ago?
Late 90s. I don't even think it was early 2000s, was it? Maybe late 90s or maybe early 2000s, maybe?
Was it last year or 2 years ago where Jessica Alba was in the news with the Jets because Sauce Gardner didn't know who she was?
Yes, with Rodgers at a nickname.
And Aaron Rodgers like, you don't know who Jessica Alba is, dude?
And Sauce is like, oh, I'm about to find out. Don't you worry.
He's dating Spice something. Who's Sauce Gardner dating?
Who the hell knows? Yeah, just just lock down the opposing receivers and get a pick for once. Just date the football.
Dude, yeah, I don't think that's
make
gonna
a tackle.
Jerry's calling from Westwood. What's up, Jerry?
Yeah, you guys are talking about The Sopranos. The guy never saw The Sopranos. You guys never mentioned Bruce Springsteen. He's the best live act in the history of music.
Well,
and you never
be
like, oh,
no, we mentioned Billy Joel. No. He's second to Billy Joel at the very least.
No,
or at the very
Billy
most,
Joel
I should say.
Billy Joel is great, but he can't hold a candle to Springsteen in their heyday lives.
Says Jerry and Westwood.
No, says anyone.
That's your
not
us.
He's a billionaire.
Oh, for two on this show.
A billionaire.
What?
You know?
Yeah, he's great. Whatever. Bruce is a titan, an icon.
I'm not a
Billy
fan of
for
Bruce.
Me.
You know what I like? Actually, Jerry, you're right. I forgot. I do like Bruce. He's the one who sings Bruce Springsteen we're talking about. He's the one who sings that Santa Claus is Coming to Town song, right?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's Bruce.
Oh, Clarence.
Hey, I like that guy.
One thing, fellas, I'd rather hear you guys talk about shaving your bald heads than the Mets and the Yankees again.
Yeah, well we shave every day or every other day.
Yeah.
And that's
are you not
that's
a sports fan? And thank you for taking the time to call there, Jerry.
You're not a sports fan.
I don't understand what you're
saying. Oh, man. Where's the Alba conversation rank in relation to shaving our heads? I got to say, I did not shave my head today.
Me neither.
A little bit sloppy. Yeah. I'm an everyday shave head guy.
I should be, but I do it every other day. It just becomes too much. Like it would be maybe with the Mets and Yankees playing every day. Here's my issue with that guy, and this is where I have an issue with Bruce. Like, to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a Bruce lover and a
like
Mad Dog.
He loves him.
Whatever, and go see him in every concert possible.
No, thanks.
God bless you.
I'm
go
good.
Do that. But when...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bruce fans speak. They make it like Bruce is the only thing out there. I'm not a Bruce fan. I'm sorry. Oh, I like the Jersey Girl song, too. That's a good one from him.
Talking about Atlantic City?
No. I think this is actually a song. Bruce, can you look this up, Dove? Jersey Girl. I'm pretty sure
I don't know that one.
How the hell does the song start? My father used to play it all the time. That's the one song I like.
Okay, all right. It was like a live
version of it, it felt like.
Okay.
But anyway, that song I like, Fell in Love with a Jersey Girl. You've definitely heard this song.
I'm sure before. I have. I like Bruce. I just don't love him.
Yeah, that one and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Those are my two favorite Bruce songs. So I don't need to be, Bruce is the greatest ever. I'm reading 30 books about him and I see him every concert and look at the set list. Like, sorry, it doesn't do it for me.
Me neither.
But Billy Joel, it does.
Yeah.
Like, I love Billy Joel.
And there's some people who are like that with Bono and U2.
Okay,
and
fair enough.
It all depends. It's subjective. There's some older, but Frankie Valli's 92. There's some people that are still, you know, all in on Frankie Valli. I get it. Yeah. Or wouldn't you be? So, you know, Bruce, I like his old stuff. His new stuff, I'm good.
But the point is, I would not be like, oh, you have to go listen to Eminem. I love Eminem. You better make sure everybody's an Eminem fan. I love him, and that's all that I care about. With Bruce, it's like you're either a sycophant for him, and you need everybody else to love him just as much as you do, or you're an idiot in their mind.
It's a religion for a lot of people in a lot of ways.
I'd rather be the idiot. Here we go. Yeah, this song, I love this song.
Hold on. I don't know if I know this one. Yeah, I have heard this. Yeah, your dad liked this.
Yeah, this is a good song. That song, I remember he had...
Your dad used to play it?
I think it was actually what are the small records called? The 45s. So he had a 45 of that.
Did he really? So that's from the 70s
That
right there.
We would play. But so that song I like. So that's one Bruce song that I like.
What about
so
Dancing in the Dark? I'm going to give you some basic mainstream
ones. I'm not sure I'm familiar with that. Dancing in the Moonlight,
that one. Isn't that one the one with Speed of Jennifer Aniston where Courtney Cox came on the stage? Was that Dancing in the Dark?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that song.
I don't know if it was. I know Courtney Cox came on the stage, but I don't know if it was that song.
It might not. It may have been Born in the... Nah, it wasn't Born in the USA.
That was with Bruce?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, she came up with Bruce for sure.
Bruce is like the Courtney Cox to what Billy Joel is to the Jennifer Aniston.
I look at it like, hey, you're from New York, you're Billy guy. You're from Jersey, you're a Bruce guy.
Well,
that's my
Jersey
delineation.
Now. I still love Billy.
Well, but because he's ingrained in your soul because you're originally a New York guy. You just came here a year ago.
Do I like Billy because he's from Long Island or because he makes good music?
Well, I think it's the good music.
I love Eminem. I'm not from the 313.
That's true. I get you, but I do think that that's true.
Right?
I mean, otherwise, how do we love Motown? We're not from there. Right. I get it. I would say, or the Beatles, and I'm from overseas. I would say that I get it. I think that, but I think with Bruce and Billy, I think it's different. I think the grit and the backdrop of what both men write about is probably more relatable, maybe outside of Eminem and some rappers like Jay-Z from here, whatever, West Coast stuff, than maybe any musicians. Like, I hear Bruce, even though I didn't grow up on the water, but I hear Billy. I hear Down East or Alexa. The vision is so clear because I used to go fishing all the time out of Sheepshead Bay. I hear Bruce, and I've gambled a lot in Atlantic City, but the Atlantic City words don't hit me the way Billy's does because I'm from New York.
I do think there is a pride in where you're from with those two in particular. A lot of artists will write about where they're from and things like that. Billy has become so associated with Long Island, and understandably so. That's where he's from, grew up and all that stuff. So people from Long Island find that more relatable, and he's ours. And people from Jersey do the same with Bruce.
Yeah.
But if you take out that bias as somebody who moved from Long Island to Jersey, Billy's better.
I say the same thing. Now, let me ask you this. In terms of a national imprint, I think Bruce has more fans. In terms of a global imprint, I think Bruce has more.
Seems to
Bruce
be the case.
Behind Billy for me.
Yeah.
But I think that there's, what do you think, Scone? More people around the world, Bruce or Billy? It's got
to
be Bruce.
I think Bruce. But just to piggyback again on the Courtney Cox, she was in the Dancing in the Dark.
Here we go.
There you go.
Can you sing Dancing in the Dark for me?
No. Oh, why would I do that?
Or like hum it or something?
If you could get,
and we're just dancing in the dark.
Sounds like it wouldn't like
no?
that. It sounds,
no? No
yeah.
good?
I'm not familiar with
you
it.
You had to have heard that.
I've heard
of course you've heard that.
Like, that's how he sounds to me.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore, he doesn't.
What does he sound like now?
I mean, he just doesn't sound like you. Nobody does. Oh. I don't know if Billy quite sounds the same.
He just had that raspy.
He
like,
did. He
not
did.
Quite like Bob Dylan, but.
No, don't even get me going on Dylan. Dylan, I think, was one of the most over. I think he was hard. His voice was just atrocious.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to the calls on the other side. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. While we're on the topic of talking about stuff outside of just sports, and we'll get back to the sports in just a second here. Actually, this does pertain to sports here, BT. I went back and listened to the New Heights podcast. Did you listen to this at all? You have any interest?
I'm not even sure what you're really talking about.
So the New Heights podcast is the one with the Kelce brothers.
Oh, when Taylor was on?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so they followed that a little bit.
They had Taylor Swift on.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I thought she came across very well. I don't really know that much about Taylor Swift. I like some of her songs. I don't know like all of her albums or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Although now I do. She gained a fan in me.
No.
Which I'm sure is a
Swiftie.
Yeah. Now probably they want the opposite to happen, is where she would make her fans want to be fans of the Kelce brothers. So I'm the opposite of that, where I wasn't going to listen for the Kelce brothers. I listened to her, but I thought she came across well. I thought Travis Kelce came across as a complete fool, and I'm putting it mildly. Like,
in what way? Like she was just leading him around by the nose, and he had no backbone, or
no,
what?
No, just a young, doofy, like it's the coolest thing in the world, bro. Like, this is my girlfriend. Like, he gets off on being with the most famous girl in the world.
I would hope so.
Understood, but I'm saying, like, he is a good-looking dude. Obviously, he's rich, great football player, whatever, but just did not come across to me as a mature adult. I thought it made him look bad. And what I really want, because the podcast was nauseating in the beginning. She was great when she was explaining her music stuff and how she writes the songs and the new album, which actually I'm looking forward to. I liked her so much after the podcast that the rest, I listened to it on the way to Saratoga and then finished it on the way back.
Okay.
And I had more time. And I listened to her album, Something Poets. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, I do.
Whatever
I do.
It is.
My daughter,
So I listened to that album on the way back because I wanted to get a better feel for her. So she's obviously a great musician. I'm more into her now than I was before. But I really, to me, the podcast was nauseating because it was like lovey-dovey and, oh, you're so cute and this. And it's like, here's the podcast that I want on New Heights. 7 years from now, when they're married with a kid or two, that's when I want to hear from Travis and Taylor. See how real they get then. Right now, it's cute. Oh, he's playing his video games, and I'm baking him sourdough bread. And he's on tour with me, and I'm watching Super Bowls with him.
Uh-huh.
That's not...
Not in the trenches yet, guys.
No.
Come back in a little bit. Let us know how it's going.
New Heights 7 years from now. That's the podcast that I want to hear with
those
two.
That's funny. I'm not a Kelce fan at all. I mean, I'm Kelce'd out already. I don't need him. I don't need his brother. And instead, they just shove it down your throat every time you flip on ESPN. That's all you get is Kelce.
I'm assuming,
not interested.
I'm assuming you have not, because I remember we had this conversation. I'm assuming you have not watched the Chiefs documentary called The Kingdom. I think it's on Hulu or Disney.
I have not watched that.
Might be
one.
On Disney Plus,
no.
Whatever.
I've seen Mahomes with the quarterback on Netflix and Burrow and some others. Yeah. I haven't seen this one, though.
We are in that.
Who is?
You and I, they cut a clip of us. Because I got a text.
How the hell did we make that? What did we do wrong there?
Exactly.
I get a text the other day
from Nikki Latarulo, who I work with at SNY, Sunday night, and she's a big Chiefs fan, family Chiefs fan. I forget why, but whatever. And she's like, "You're in the Chiefs Kingdom documentary." I'm like, "What? I am? You sure it's me?" She's like, "Yeah,
sure
you're in
me.
There. There's a clip of you ripping the Chiefs saying how they're not any good."
Oh my!
So then I was like, well, now I got to go back and watch this. And I'm like, how'd they make us look bad in this one? And it is a clip of, they got it off of YouTube when we were talking about the Chiefs a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clip of both of us and then me saying, like, my issue with the Chiefs is they're not that good. And then they like went to another couple of clips. And then I think your voice is on there ripping them or something like that. And
well,
a little
we
bit
ripped them. Did we come across? How did we look? Did we look okay?
Yeah, but it wasn't exactly accurate because I was like, where the hell did I don't remember this. And then I went back and watched the YouTube clip of it. And I was like, the Chiefs, man, I just don't think they're as good as they are. But then Mahomes goes out there and dot, 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 dot. And they win every freaking game. So, which is, they were 15-1. So they left out that part and made it just like we were ripping the Chiefs. But I remember you being anti Chiefs and attention with Kelce and all that stuff.
BT and Sal, the needle movers.
Making it, and then I started to think, and I was texting Nikki, I'm like, wow, we are? Do you, like, Taylor probably watched that. Taylor's, and she's not going to know who we are, but Taylor Swift watched.
Might like what she sees.
Watched a couple of bald knuckleheads.
Gee, you're looking at you and, you know. Maybe she replaces Al before you.
BT and Sal, all the fan. NFL Talk, all the fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you could always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get back to the phones here, BT. Chris is calling from Tinton Falls. What's up, Chris?
Hey, fellas. Good to hear from you both again. Hey, guys, I wanted to chime in. I heard your comments earlier, Billy Joel, Bruce, and I've seen them both live. They're both amazing. I love them both. I think there's two things at play, and it creates biases. Billy Joel's like a favorite song of Long Island. Similarly, Bruce for Jersey folk. I will say, my opinion, Bruce put on the better show. I'm not saying he's better, but the energy, plus he always has a giant band with him. Mm-hmm. I think that contributes to it. Billy Joel was amazing, though. I mean, just like, and I love Elton John, too. I think all those guys are great for what they do. But I think there's always a little bias where people come from because they're protective of their favorite sons.
Yeah.
I don't know where you guys think about that.
I think you're right.
Jersey Girl, by the way, is originally a Tom Waits song that Bruce covered and made famous.
Oh, Jesus. So my two favorite Bruce songs are Here Comes, or Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and it's only that he bit off for somebody else.
One they didn't even write. I could get down with that. I have not seen Bruce in concert. I've seen Billy a couple times. As a matter of fact, in the 90s, was that 95? I'd have to double check the year. I saw Billy and Elton John at the Meadowlands, mid-90s. I mean, this is a long time ago, so I mean, Elton John was still incredible, but you know what I mean. I have not seen Bruce. I've heard, though, that Bruce's concerts, the energy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is I can see why most people would think that Bruce puts on a better show than Billy. I can see that.
If Bruce, I'm legitimately asking this, and I'm assuming the answer would be yes. If Bruce did the residency, like at the Garden or something, or Prudential, whatever it is, he'd have the same success as Billy Joel?
No question about it.
Yeah, okay. He just would. Making sure. Absolutely. I know he sells out MetLife.
He would.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And I'll admit I'm biased in this. Like, I am not as familiar with Bruce as I am with Billy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like Billy. It has nothing to do with Long Island or Jersey.
You.
It's just I'm not as familiar with him. Mike is in Darien, Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First, I'm 62, so I fit right into your new dynamic, so that's great. Grew up in Westchester. Love Billy. Love, Bruce. I just find, like, if I'm flipping around Sirius Radio, I hear more Billy Joel songs that I like, for whatever that's worth.
There you go.
Regarding realignment, I think that's something they have to vote on in the CBA, right? And they've got to figure out a cap thing, because I think what they can't have is a division of Midwestern teams that spend, like, no money.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all the teams, like the Red Sox, the Phillies, the Yankees and the Mets, in the East, and only one or maybe two of those teams get to go. That's just untenable. And you talk about TV, who's going to watch these World Series where you don't have, like, the big teams with the big stars?
Well, that's one of the first things I said, not so much about the World Series, and thank you for the call, Mike, but just the work that they've got to do to bridge the gap, because it just doesn't make any sense. Like, this is the one thing that I would protest, as much as I would love Yanks and Mets as much, and bring it on. When the Yankees and the Red Sox were playing 19 times and the Braves and the Mets were playing 19 times, I love it. I really do. I'll consume it all. But it's got to be fair. Like, there can't be a competitive disadvantage. And if the four teams, Yanks, Mets, Phillies, and the Red Sox are all in that, say, 290 to 330-ish threshold of salary cap, I mean, those four teams, at least on paper, are loaded with talent. You get to another division, you get the Pirates spending $112. It's just not fair with the Twins or, the White Sox. You know, the smaller market, even though Chicago's a big city, you know what I mean. So they would have to go through that. They would have to raise the floor, which I think that they can do very effectively. I just don't think that they ever come up with a cap.
Yeah,
wouldn't go for it, the union.
And I'm not even sure if raising the floor would fix those problems.
Depends how high they raise
it. If there is no ceiling, because how would, if the Mets, Red Sox, Yankees, Phillies beating each other up, odds are if you do have a division, regardless of what the playoff format is going to be, you're not getting all four teams in to the playoffs, right?
I think you can.
I don't know how they would do it. So would they have four division winners and four wild cards?
That'll be interesting.
I mean, probably. I would think. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of those type questions in there. But even with the money being raised, potentially the floor being raised, it's still not.
The gap would still be too massive.
Oh, my God.
Too massive. Yeah.
Dude, it's just not equal. Like, those teams beating each other up all year long, fighting to get in.
Yep.
Versus what the lesser teams and lesser divisions would have to do to get in. And then once you get in, like anything could happen. It just doesn't seem like a level playing field when the hardest thing to do is get in, and it would be significantly more challenging for the teams in that loaded division.
That's fair, and that would be their biggest obstacle here. Yeah, I mean, okay, so you force, quote-unquote, the Twins to spend $150 million, but, well, guess what? The Mets and the Yanks and everybody else, they might go up to $412 million.
Right,
so that disparity is the same, even though the floor has been raised. There's still the same sizable gap. Think about the preseason conversation. That's one thing in terms of the structure of the roster. Imagine the trade deadline. Imagine if you had those four teams vying for.
Yeah,
now
right,
the Dodgers would be,
too.
You know, some other teams as well out.
Yeah,
in
but
the
still.
Oh, my, it would be an arms race every year. It would be crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that would be good for the sport. BT and Sal on the Fan. Finish up on the phones, 888-808-1019.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
The luxury manager of the New York Yankees, the red hot New York Yankees. Booney, of course. Now you win three straight against the Cardinals, coming off a sweep. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Aaron? I think you become a bad influence on my partner here, getting kicked out of all these games. You send a bad example.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna sound a little bit hypocritical, but when you told me that he got kicked out of a of a NU, that's I'm just not okay with that. Like,
hey,
Dad, let's sit over there and just watch in silence. I'm not a big fan of
silence.
You're coaching, right?
Yeah,
right?
Coach.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Well, I listen. Hey.
So, before this, I coached flag in Sutton before this, and the guy I did it with. And it was huge back there. We had these awesome teams and things like that. And the guy I did it with had the ability to potentially get kicked out. And I was the hey,
yeah,
these are kids.
Yeah,
let's chill.
Well, I promise you this: if my son wandered off the base with one out, thinking there was three, his ass would have been next to daddy. I can promise you that. Hey, Austin Wells, forget. Don't even sit on the dog. Get in the clubhouse. I don't want to look at you. I would have sat him down, Booty. Can't get on me for that, man. We got to win.
All right.
That was funny. Check that out in case you missed it. Aaron Boone with us earlier on the free Odyssey app. You know, speaking of which, we didn't get to this yesterday. Saw this quote from Cashman over the weekend where he was talking about how to handle the young guys who weren't getting the job done.
Okay.
Did you see this?
I didn't
quote
see this. I did not see this.
It was one of the more bizarre quotes
from
ever.
Cash.
Yes.
Go ahead. Talking about like Dominguez, guys, Volpe,
yeah,
guys
whatever,
like that.
Volpe, right. So guys who were struggling at the plate, on the mound, whatever, and the accountability. Cashman, quote, "I'm not an advocate of becoming Randy Macho Man Savage or John Cena from WWE and providing a power drive to finish off the victim. The victim being someone struggling at the plate defensively or struggling on the
Would he go off the top rope like Macho Man?
That's what I'm saying. Like, first of all, know. Macho Man Cash finished with the elbow.
Come
like, what
on.
Are you talking about? Pile drive. It was just such a random. I was watching. I was like, what? It was such a random.
Well,
I'm not a proponent of finishing off the John Cena and Macho Man and finishing off the victim with a pile driver.
It's a very interesting blending of pop culture to express a
point. Providing
a
power drive. That was it. He couldn't even say a power drive to finish off the victim.
Now, we do talk about Cashman quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's also well known that you and I are big wrestling fans.
Yes.
Is that maybe a shot at us? We have dressed.
Oh,
wait. We have dressed as wrestlers.
You think it too much?
No, yeah. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. He's apparently thinking too much. He's giving us Macho Man, and that Macho Man's been dead for over a decade.
If he said Goldust and Doink, then maybe I would think there's something there. There was a newsworthy tweet from Andy Martino. Nothing definitive here, but just that there is concern. I'm going to give you the exact quote
Alvarez.
Here. Alvarez injury is a real concern. Mets and Mendoza are going to update later this afternoon, but there's a concern that he could be out for the season.
Okay.
Again, that's just a concern that he could be lost for the season. Usually that leads to he is going to be lost for the season. Again, is it the worst thing that could happen to the Mets? No, but it's obviously not a good thing.
It hurts.
Yeah.
We can't minimize it. Number one, his career was on the up and up. He fixed some things. He's been hitting well since he came back. He's an energy guy. I'm not saying that they can't recover without him, but it certainly complicates the job.
Maddie is calling from New Providence. What's up, Maddie?
What's up, guys? Great show. I'll keep it quick. You hit the nail right on the head. I was kind of leaning towards the Howie Rose
realignment scenario, but still had a bunch of questions. You know, I think there's an opportunity, given the wild card and however they do the playoffs, to have some older rivalries. Think about like Giants Dodgers, and still be okay with it. Obviously, Brandon, to your point, it would create a ton of buzz. But you guys, you know, if we're going to add Nashville and Portland, they're not going to spend like Stevie and Hal. And Hal's going to have to spend a little bit more if they're both in division.
Well, if this is, yeah, I mean, either that or you got to make it like European soccer and just have different different versions of leagues.
Well, that's what I feel like.
If you can't spend, get out.
I think you just nailed it. Like, in my mind, when you look at the potential realignment and reconstruction, whatever you want to call it, with the Mets and Yankees, Red Sox and Phillies being in the same division, that's not the same sport as the Pirates or the Rays and Marlins and Braves would be playing, whatever, pick one of the lesser divisions. It's just not.
So
there's got to be a way to reward the powerhouse teams and penalize the lower class, less spending teams. Like, I don't know the answer to that. But if you are going to put all the powerhouses in one or two divisions, that is not an equal balance.
Well, I'm going to get very hokey now, and there's no way it would come to this. But if you want to incentivize teams to, and I'm talking about those mid-level to lower-level economic, smaller market teams, is there some sort of cash bonus that you would have to use on your salary for the next year that is connected to the amount of wins you get? Like, have increments of five. Like, if the, I'll take the Pirates. If the Pirates win 80 to 84 games, they get $10 million. And this is all from revenue stream that is dispersed evenly throughout. If they win 85 to 89, they get $20
million. Rewarding teams for winning more. Yeah, I don't know.
And maybe even penalizing teams with the I guess that's why I said we're getting a little hokey and nuts here. And penalizing teams like ours that spend a ton of money if they were to have a bad season. So it forces you to think a little bit more clearly as to how you spend. And when the Pirates and other teams do spend and they have some success, there's even more reward. It's never going to happen, but if that's what they want to do, they're going to have to get very creative.
Yeah, I just don't know how the whole thing's going to look when all's said and done. It's fun to talk about it. It's interesting. I do think it can use that jolt in the regular season. I don't know, though, if that would be the best answer, where you could have realignment without reconfiguring the entire sport.
I am going right now. You're going to try to do this tomorrow based on the weather. I'm going to go to hit a few balls now at the golf course. Got to get ready for that Francesa Open, Invitational.
See you Thursday, 7:30, bright and early.
I will be there nice and early. I will beat everybody to the range because I need swings.
And then we'll be back Friday to talk about it. Nice. All right, enjoy tomorrow.
Yep.
Don't get yourself in any trouble tomorrow.
Stop, dude. I know he's 26.
Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Roscoe filled in for Hoff. Thanks to everybody listening. Call. We appreciate each and every one of you. Special thanks to the skipper of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We'll see you tomorrow. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.